Those in Peril by Wilbur Smith, read by Rupert Degas. Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm has bound the restless wave, who bidst the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. O hear us when we cry to thee, for those in peril on the sea. The Khamseen had been blowing for 5 days now. The dust clouds rolled towards them across the brooding expanse of the desert. Hector Cross wore a striped keffiyeh wrapped around his neck and desert goggles over his eyes. His short, dark beard protected most of his face, but the areas of exposed skin felt as though they had been scoured raw by the stinging grains of sand. Even above the growl of the wind, he picked out the throbbing beat of the approaching helicopter. He was aware, without looking at them, that none of the men around him had heard it as yet. He would have been mortified if he had not been the first. Though he was 10 years older than most of them, as their leader, he had to be the sharpest and the quickest. Then Uthman Wada stirred slightly and glanced at him. Hector's nod of acknowledgement was barely perceptible. Uthman was one of his most trusted operatives. Their friendship went back many years, to the day Uthman had pulled Hector out of a burning vehicle under sniper fire in a Baghdad street. Even then, Hector had been suspicious of the fact that he was a Sunni Muslim, but in time, Uthman had proved himself worthy.